Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and a lot of you ask me, Hussein, what do you think about full-stack engineering? Should I go through full-stack engineering, or should I focus on the front-end or the back-end? So, in this video, I'll try to answer this question as short as possible. And I'm going to start by actually defining what full-stack engineering is. And this is my own definition, so I didn't write it anywhere. So, to me, the full-stack engineer is a person responsible of maintaining a front-end and maintaining a back-end in the same time. So they are responsible of building the front-end. They are responsible of actually building the back-end. When I say the back-end, I mean the databases, reverse proxies, layer load balancers, all that stuff. And the front-end, when I say front-end, I mean they build the mobile application, they build the iOS app, they build the Android app, they build the browsers, the web application, and all of the stuff. You might disagree with this definition, but when you say full-stack engineering, that's my definition of full-stack engineering. So out of the bark, this is a great position to be in, right? You're kind of spread everywhere. You're going to learn the front end, you're going to learn the back end, you're going to learn the databases, you're going to learn pretty much everything. So if you think about it, full stack engineering is kind of sexy thing to say. Like, hey, you know everything. You know the front end, you know the back end, you know databases, you know proxies, you know load balances, you know the fetch API, all parameters in that, you know, Axios, you know, all this stuff, right? Front and back, right? So it's very, you're going to learn a lot of stuff if you're a full stack engineer. That's why I do recommend new people to new engineers to actually be a full stack engineer. I used to think differently. I used to not recommend people to be a full stack engineer, but now I actually do recommend people to be full stack engineering, especially if they are just starting on. Why? Because they're gonna test the entire stack, and not only the back end, but also the front end. So that could be very, very attractive for people. So you're gonna taste the front end, and you're gonna find out if you like the front end or not, or you're gonna taste the back end, and you're gonna see if you like the front back end or not. So that's what you should do anyway. In your beginning of the years, right? Because you don't know what you like or what you're gonna end up doing when you first start. Even first 2, 3, even 3, 4 years, I would argue that still you're tasting. You're just new. You're just tasting different things, and by tasting different things, you're gonna know what you like and you're gonna know what you don't like, and based on that, you start kind of narrowing down on what you like. And when I say that narrowing down, we're going to explain what that means, right? However, I do not see full stack engineering being an actual job that you do for the rest of your life, in my opinion, if you know what I'm saying, just because it's just not feasible to do full stack engineering for 30 years or 20 years, because I might be wrong with this one, but if you think about it, in the front-end engineering, just take the front-end engineering. Front-end engineering is so broad. You can be a web developer and you can focus on learning from web development. You can pick, I want to work specialize in JavaScript, vanilla JavaScript. And even in web, I'm just picking the web now, you can specialize in frameworks, and you can be a specialized in React framework. People hate when I say React is a framework. It's a library. I'm sorry. Okay, so React is a library. I'm specialized in this, right? Or I am specialized in Angular, or I specialize in these kind of frameworks or libraries, right? So just with the web in the browser itself, you can be specialized in all of that stuff, right? So, and that's not taking into consideration being a mobile developer, which is kind of a front-end developer to me, right? I mean, assuming you're building an application that consumes some back-end, right? Mobile application, that's also a broad field. You want to be what? You want to be an iOS developer? You want to be a BlackBerry developer? Apparently, I still live in 2009. You want to be an Android, Kotlin, Java developer? So that is also a broad. Imagine, guys, this is just the front-end. Java, Kotlin, Android, and this is now, there's the Flutter, I think there's a new thing now. There is iOS, Cocoa still a thing? I don't know. So, and web, so there's, just pick the front end, and there's so much stuff you can be in, specialize in, right? So if you say just I'm front end developer, you're still just tasting things. And again, I even tell people, if you want to become a back end developer or back end engineer, that's also, even engineer versus developer, I have a different definition of what that is, right? Because if you become back-end engineer, that's also a huge field. What exactly you want to become? That's why I tell people, if you want to become back-end engineer, just jump into the pool and start tasting all of that stuff. And check out the video I made about back-end engineer. There is so much stuff. You want to be a database engineer? That's the back-end to me. A lot of people disagree, but yeah, well, database is always in the back end, right? You're going to call it somehow, right? And there's an application. You can be an edge engineer. That's a new field spliced from back end engineering. Whereas before, you built caching layers, and that's the first territory that people hit when they hit your back end. That's edge engineering, reverse proxies, load balancers, all that stuff lives here. Right? You want to be in the middle, right? Just work with layer 4 proxying versus layer 7 proxying, whereas you know when to proxy WebSockets versus you proxying gRPC. That's a completely different beast to fight, right? It's just a very, very complex field. So which one? What do you want to do? So you want to invent your own new communication protocol? That's a new field. That's a new thing you can do as a backend engineer. You can improve existing protocols. All of that stuff, guys. So being a full stack engineer does not make sense in the long run, because what are you? You can't possibly tell me that you're good at all of that stuff. You're top. You're just tasting, and you're spreading yourself too thin. If you're just a full stack engineer for a long time, right? Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see someone expert in everything, to be honest, right? You can be jack of all trade or master of none. Let me give you an example. If someone is really good in database in the back end, and not only just a back end, he's really good as a database engineer, and not only just database, he's really good in relational databases, and not just that, he's adept, he's a sorcerer in MySQL database engines. You're telling me that a company wanted to hire a MySQL database engineer. Is it going to go with a full stack engineer, or is it going to go with that particular backend engineer who knows that niche? Of course, they're going to go with the MySQL engineer because that's his skill. Yeah, not everybody want him, but he is really good at that particular. It's just like YouTube, right? If you want a niche, you have to niche in something when you make content, right? I talk about backend engineering mainly, right? But I do a lot of stuff. I specially specialize in databases in my daily job. That's what I do, databases. Databases. Not an expert by any means, but I do this still. Still, I don't call myself an expert in anything, right? But that's why I play. I play in the back end mainly. And still, I did not find what I absolutely love to actually dedicate myself for the next 10, 15 years to be that. Oh, this is me. That's what I'm going to become. I still don't know that. Proxies, I love and adore proxies. I think the proxies are going to become a thing for the next 10 years. This is going to be definitely, you're seeing it everywhere. Proxies, reverse proxies, they are everywhere. They are very, very, very critical for infrastructure, for everything. So, yeah, I mean, if someone want to hire a React engineer versus a full stack engineer, they're not going to hire a full stack engineer, right? They're going to hire the React engineer who actually, although the full stack engineer knows React, the React engineer who actually been practicing React for the past, how long React has been out? Four years? For the past five, since its establishment, of course they're going to pick up this. And so on. That being said, full stack engineering, I don't know what positions are there, but from what I saw, full stack engineering mainly are junior positions and are very new positions. I'll be surprised if I saw a full stack engineering job with 20 years of experience. And if they exist, they want to save some money. And they was just, okay, let's get someone who knows everything and just, oh, pay him this much, and instead of getting an engineer specialized for everything. And I'm not saying this to a kind of dish on full stack engineers, not by any means. I mean, I might be wrong again. If you're a full stack engineer, obviously you have a diverse set of skills that are very, very useful. But again, specialized, niched, always win. So be a full stack engineer for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. That's definitely okay. And you're going to taste all this stuff. But eventually you're gonna gravitate towards some field, some niche. First of all, you're going to gravitate towards the front end or towards the back end. And then once you gravitate towards one over the other, you're also going to gravitate more and more over the years. It's going to take a long time. I mean, I've been working for 16 years, right? I'm still starting, believe me or not. I done the front-end engineering and done back engineering. I done front-end engineering mainly as desktop applications, not web. I've written very few web applications in my career, but mainly desktop application, which is very similar if you think about it. It's just some app that makes calls to a back-end. Right? The back-end happens to be the database or a third tier. Right? So that's the idea here, guys. So taste full stack engineering. I think it's a very, very great field to start with. Again, this is all my opinion. You can agree or disagree. And as you go, you're going to start gravitating towards one over the other. And then you're going to start gravitating even one towards one thing only. All right. And this is obviously, I'm talking from passion point of view. Having a job is a completely different thing because a job will tell you, oh, do this versus do this. But eventually, once you become niched in something, instead of you finding a job, the job will find you. It's going to be reversed. That's what happened to me, basically, right? They found me because I specialize in certain things, GIS, utilities, and utilities with geographic information. So very, very special needs, right? So take your time. You're not in a hurry or anything like that. Just do what you have to do. Taste everything. Eventually, you're going to see what you will like. All right, guys. I'm not going to make the video longer than it is. Hope you enjoyed it. Give it a like if you like it. Subscribe for more back indie-ish news. And I'm going to see you in the next one. And guys, stay awesome. Goodbye.